All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you. I hope that your mental health gets better. I pray that your situation clears up as well. I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. And I just hope that you take it day by day as far as improvement, growth, development, things of that nature, all right? The Lord will give you a new life, a new mind, a new heart, a new soul. He will give you new hobbies and new habits and routines. He will give you new people to hang out with and fellowship with. The Lord will look out for you, all right? Got to trust in him and keep serving him, do his will and his father, and do Father's business, amen? And let us put our hands to the plow and let us live, let us do better for the Lord. Let us turn our ways, let us change our ways, amen? All right, so in today's message, I'm just going to go through the news roundup for everything that's been going on lately. A lot going on in the world, good, bad, and ugly, all four corners of the earth. All right, so we got to be alert of things that's within our reach locally, what's going on regionally, you know, nationally, and also globally. All right, there's prophecy being fulfilled left and right. All right, and a lot of things are just popping off out here, you know what I'm saying? So we got to really be on our P's and Q's. We got to be sharp. We got to adapt to things. Let us not be fearful. Let us be alert people and watchful, all right? And let us be ahead of the curve. Let us not get caught lacking. Let us not get caught slipping. Let us always stay on our toes and be on point out here day by day. And let the Lord just guide our steps throughout here, through these things, you know, because a lot of stuff going on, a lot of people don't even grasp it or understand it. You know what I'm saying? Things are just happening so fast and rapid. It's even hard to process sometimes because you got enough going on in your personal life. And then now you got things just happening left and right that could affect all humanity. You know what I'm saying? So what I would love to do is just go about this news roundup because, I mean, people are really talking about this whole U.S. dollar thing, the petrodollar system and the current money system crash or whatnot, and then people are discussing all these different nation against nations, kingdom against kingdom, just all types of stuff left and right, you know what I mean? So we're just going to go through this news roundup, just the tabloids, and then close out with prayer and priestly blessing, and then from there, we all enjoy our weekends, enjoy the Sabbath, all right, and keep enjoying the Passover, and keep staying blessed and holy, amen? So let us go through this news roundup, all right? Here we go. Israel launches strikes in southern Lebanon, Gaza Strip. Why have there been so many tornadoes in the U.S. this year? First, a water crisis, not a trash crisis. Here's what's happening in Jackson, Mississippi. A lot going on. Trash, water, tornadoes. Man, let's see. Israel strikes Lebanon and Gaza after a major rocket attack. COVID origins. Chinese scientists publish long-awaited data. Biden administration blames chaotic Afghan pullout on Trump. China imposes further sanctions on Taiwan's U.S. representative. Israel blames Hamas for multiple rockets launched from Lebanon. Special report. Tesla workers shared sensitive images recorded by customer cars. Let's see, the whole Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels situation. Clarence Thomas faces impeachment calls after reports of undisclosed gifts. Harvard professor lobbied SEC on behalf of oil firm that pays her lavishly, email shows. Interesting. Democrat lawmaker suggests she avoided expulsion from Tennessee legislator because she is white. Let's see what we have here. Let's see. The Masters going on this week. All right. And the regular season for the NBA. Hollywood's moguls. Democrat daughter slams liberal San Francisco after Cash App founder's murder. That was a crazy, like, story. Like, the stabbing of Bob Lee. A lot of people are saying that's foul play and something is really up with that. Because that, you know, it's like, how you a billionaire or whatever getting stabbed? You know what I'm saying? That was definitely some foul play, man. You know, if I had to just jump the gun and assume, man, I felt like him creating that whole Cash App thing of being a founder of it, whatever, I felt like some higher ups really wanted it or wanted him to share their stock. You know, like dirty business play, you know what I mean? Like on some high political elite stuff, like they probably wanted to buy it from him or take it from him, whatever. And bro's probably like, nope. And they probably just offed his ass, bro. That's the vibe I'm getting. Excuse me for my language, but that is some foul play, man. When you a billionaire getting stabbed, you know that's fishy. Because billionaires are the most, like, top-tier, elite, protected people. Like, they basically rulers of the earth, basically. So when you getting done up like that, you know, that was not just a one-person individual thing. That was definitely a collective, like, setup or whatever, man. That is definitely some foul play. That's just what happens when, you know, that corporate stuff gets really cutthroat, man. That, no pun intended. That gets really, really, when you reach that level, man, of all that money and all that stuff, and, you know, the people want to collect, bro. People are greedy. They heartless. They soulless, man. So that stabbing of that Cash App owner, that founder, was really a shocking story in my view. You know, I don't really, like, tend to be in awe over stories that happen nowadays, but, like, that one just kind of really got my attention. I was like, the Cash App founder stabbed, you know, and then I'm thinking about the economy and all this money stuff going on. I'm trying to put all the piece together, and I'm like, you know, they probably wanted him to do something with the Cash App business, like financially or the economy or something. He probably just wasn't with it, and they just offed him, got him off the chessboard. That's my assumption, you know. But let's continue this news roundup. All right, let's see. U.S. opposes offering Ukraine a path to NATO membership at upcoming summit, says focus should be on defeating Russian aggression. Let's see what we have here in this news roundup. Let's see. Republican Judiciary Chair subpoenas former prosecutor on Trump's criminal case. Let's see what we have here. Ben Affleck speaking fluent Spanish is tripping people out. Celebrity news, okay. I'm just reading these news tabloids as it is, so just bear with me, y'all. Freedom Caucus and progressives lock arms, and that could be bad news for McCarthy. Like politics stuff. Let's see. Let's see what we have. Supreme Court declines to intervene to enforce West Virginia transgender athlete ban. Oh, boy. let me see. U.S. would... Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, so everything's about Israel, Lebanon, and this Trump thing. Banks are in turmoil, but a bigger financial crisis may be brewing elsewhere. Let's see what we have here. Tax the rich, right? New poll uncovers major attitude shift towards taxing the wealthy. Social Security spending... Let's see. China denies fueling the fentanyl crisis. The root cause lies in the U.S. itself. China declares it will board ships in Taiwan Strait. Taiwan says it will resist. I survived Mayo's regimen. Now China is using TikTok to poison our kids. It's what these headlines say. Okay, so I'm just reading the tabloids. With war potentially approaching, a pilot shortage looms over the U.S. Air Force. Ain't that something? Let's see what we have here. Biden issues second veto of presidency to save his administration's hallmark water rule. Let's see. China has equipment that can spy on us and our telecommunication networks. We must remove it now. Oh, and speaking of that stabbing of the Cash App founder, if y'all notice in recent news, like over the past months and like late last year, you kept seeing like a lot of investors get killed, or like a lot of crypto people, like a lot of people that's into cryptocurrency and all that. You see a lot of them getting killed or like X'd off the mark. So I don't know, like there's definitely some foul play going on. I don't know if there's anybody who's like doing fraud or scamming or getting away with a lot of stuff financially. I don't know if they get X'd off that chessboard, but that those type of stories always seem fishy. Whenever you see a content creator or a billionaire or some tech person or some crypto person get killed out of nowhere and it hits the news headlines, that's always fishy to me. That's just me being suspicious. But let's continue this news roundup, all right? Shocked by the law, scientists sound the alarm on New Zealand's melting glaciers. China experts warn West should be worried about its expanding reach in South America. Let me see. Let's see what we have here. After pushing to shut coal plants down, Biden shells out millions for green projects in coal towns. Climate hit Barbados says it has a plan to overhaul World Bank and IMF. All right, there was an Oklahoma City shootout. Biker gang surrounded bar, gunned down rivals, and attack from behind. Court documents released. Wow. Let's see. Saudi crown prince hands Putin his biggest weapon in the energy war. Let's see. Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa plan to introduce plans for a new innovative currency. I'm telling y'all, man, this thing here, man, is going to really hurt and cripple a lot of people, man. All four corners of the earth, especially America. So let us gather, like, more resources. Let us know the Lord provide for us. Let us be more ahead of the curve. You know, let's learn practicing trying to, like, you know, live off the grids, practice being in nature more often and whatnot, you know, not just for now, but for the long term as well. Let's see, FBI carries out Operation Cookie Monster, shuts down stolen password site. Walmart expects 65% of stores to be serviced by automation in 2026. China brokering a deal between the Saudis and Iran is a message for the U.S. Change your strategy or get left behind. Let's see, J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon. Demon says, banking crisis has increased odds of recession. Biden gives California more than $690 million to improve water quality and infrastructure. New research reveals we were told a massive 50-year-long lie about this common household appliance. Here's the reason why. It's obvious why Latin American economies aren't growing. Foreign investment keeps falling. Let's see. Americans are over the top, over the endless anxiety loop. Only the rich, remote workers, and Generation Zers really care about the banking crisis. Interesting headline. Inflation is about to plummet. Wall Street firm says, here's when things should get back to normal. All right. Let's see what we have here. OPEC, move again, shows why Biden's war on U.S. energy means disaster. Documents that appear to be classified U.S.-NATO war plans were leaked or stolen and can now be found on Twitter and Telegram. Ain't that something? U.S. deploys nuclear bombers and aircraft carrier strike force to North Korea and chilling warning to Kim Jong-un. Let's see what we have here. Man. Let's see. Elon Musk appears to offer $1 million bounty to convict those responsible for Twitter botnets. Let's see. South Korean millennials and Generation Z are raging against the idea of a 69-hour work week. They are tired, having fewer babies, and are even working themselves to death. BlackRock CEO says $50 trillion needed for a complete change. Migrants are losing their stay in New York, but it's draining our finite resources. Man. Mexican president pleads for Chinese remains help on fentanyl crisis, slams root threats from the U.S. All right, so job cuts surged 15% in March, and large-scale layoffs will likely continue. Man. The IRS is planning to hire as many accountants and attorneys as it takes to crack down on rich people that are not paying the taxes they owe. All right, y'all. So there you have it. That's just a news roundup for this week. I know there's a lot more going on, but I'm going to just roll with that one. Just talk about things that are much, much more recent, relevant, and things that could impact all four corners of the earth, all humanity, you know. It's always important to be alert and aware of everything going on earth and not to be too righteous or too wise and to not be too heavenly, mighty, nor earthly good. It's important to understand this world that we're in and the realities of it and how to go about it and deal with it accordingly. All right. So let us follow the Lord and not the world. Let us follow Christ and the law, such commandments in the gospel. And let us not follow these trends or the things going on in America, because we need to come out of this Babylonian culture, this Babylonian New Babylon system. We need to come out of there and get in the covenant that the Lord gave us and really embrace it, because we got to do better for the Lord. Amen. All right, so there you have it. That is the news roundup. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. Yes, yes, he is the hope for humanity. He is the last hope. He is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potent, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, Jesus, the judge, the king eternal, the king of Israel. Yes, yes, he is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord, our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the consuming fire, the father of the fatherless, the father of the widows, the father of lights. Yes, yes. He is the government rests on his shoulders. That's right. The name above all names, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows. He is the sustainer. He is the sufficient one, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the sustainer. Yes, yes, I got to repeat that one. The Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrector, the Revelator, the Revelation, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Perfect Example, the Radiant One, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of life, the word of God. Yes, he is the word. We touch and agree. Amen. Yes, yes, we serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, in the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are redeemed, renewed, restored, blessed, favored, loved, embraced, forgiven, redeemed, anointed, new creature in Christ, born again, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands, new feet, new footsteps, new path, new life, new healing, new friends, new fellowship, new scenery, new place to live, new situation in Jesus' name. Amen. I speak those things over your life. I speak stability over your life. I speak healing over your life. Jesus is going to heal that broken heart. Jesus will heal that mental health. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will restore that soul. Psalm 23 already says it. He restores our soul. Mm-hmm. He will give you your joy back. You will sing a new song to the Lord. You will clap your hands for the Lord. You will shout and praise him. You will shout and praise him for what he brought you through. Amen. He brought you through a long way. Look how great God is. Look where he brought you from. You're still here. Amen. The enemy tried to get rid of you and you still stand and look at you. Blessed, favored. Amen. You're an overcomer. You're a conqueror in Jesus' name. All right. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That is the church. That was not, I almost said church. No, that is the news roundup for this week. All right. A lot going on in this world, man. So let us be on point. Let us keep improving our lives for the Lord. Let us help others along the way. Amen. Let us love the Lord, our God, with all our mind, heart, and soul, all our strength, all our might, with joy and diligence and gladness. And let us love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Let us obey the gospel, the commandments. Let us keep the commandments. Let us enjoy things that the Lord has given us. Let us be resourceful and helpful to anybody if possible. Amen. With what we have, work with what we have, and God will bless you. Amen. No excuses. All right. So there you have it. All right. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life off from the Most High. I pray that you repent, have new beginnings, and I hope that you make better choices for the Lord and that you stay on a narrow path for the Most High and that you fight the good fight. All right. You stay strong. You hang in there. You stay patient and you forgive others and the Father will forgive you. Amen. So what I would love to do is give y'all this priestly blessing and dip. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.